Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Next year, we will be marking the 40th anniversary of the establishment of the International Financial Services Centre, or the IFSC, in the centre of Dublin. It created a serious international banking environment for the first time. And to mark the occasion, the government launched yesterday its Ireland for Finance strategy paper, which sets out its vision to retain what it already has, as well as grow the sector, which is the fourth biggest in Europe. But can it? Pat Lardner is the chief executive of Irish Funds, which represents the asset management sector here and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Pat.
Morning, Joe.
What did you make of Ireland for Finance? What struck you?
It's very welcome. It's doubling down on the ambition that was set out 40 years ago to establish a financial services centre, recognises the importance of the sector to the Irish economy, and is being very clear about recommendations, about governance, about how we actually deliver competitiveness in an environment where increasingly we can't take for granted what we have. So we welcome it. We really would congratulate the work that's been done by the Department for Finance, Minister Troy, and obviously underpinned by the work of the Taoiseach. But really now, we've got a great plan. We've got a great vision. It's all about delivery.
Yeah. Now let's unpick some of the items to it. For example, it talks about mobilization of capital. And how do you achieve the mobilization of capital? Does that just say, you know, put up a flag, we're available?
So it's a number of things. In our own industry, what we do is we provide investment solutions which mobilize capital. They allow ordinary people to invest, whether they're people who are based overseas or increasingly, and as was referenced in the strategy yesterday, how do we actually increase retail investor participation? So if Ireland as a centre of excellence for funds and asset management has the solutions, has the approaches that people can utilize, we will see capital go into businesses, large and small, domestic and international, projects, infrastructure, all the things that we need. And it's very much in keeping with the Savings and Investment Union plan that is a key tenet of the Irish presidency, which is we're obviously 2 months into at this stage.
Well, actually, we are 2 months into it. We're basically a third into the presidency already. What have we achieved in that time? I suppose a lot of it, we were on holidays, but what are you hoping to achieve in the remaining two thirds of the presidency that will impact the financial services sector here?
For our sector, the Savings and Investment Union, which is a key European project, is being underpinned by what's known as the Market Integration and Supervision Package. Now, that's a mouthful, but that is a series of measures that is trying to make it much easier, as we talked about a minute ago, for capital and savings to be activated, to be made real and to get into the economy. It's really important for Ireland because our key funds and asset management sector relies on bringing the best expertise, deploying that expertise for people all around Ireland and all around the world. And the Irish government, in its role as the president or the council president, is really managing all of those discussions. And we will see big parts of that package agreed over the life of this presidency.
But it may not be coming into legislation until, you know, future presidencies, I suppose. We employ currently 61,000 people in the financial services sector at the moment. They want to grow that to 70,000 by 2030. That's only in, whatever, 3.5 years. A big ask, and it could put pressure on existing infrastructure, including housing.
Well, I think a key part of the strategy, and it's around digital, scalable, but it's also around localized. And a key emphasis, and it's been one of the parts of our industry, is to make sure that we have a regional spread of employment. And we see in our own industry, almost half the people employed in the funds and asset management industry are living outside of Dublin. So making sure that that growth is dispersed regionally is very, very important.
It's a tough ask, though, to ask people not to be based in the capital, isn't it?
Well, I think people want to be based where they can, you know, grow their families, where they can be involved in their communities.
Yeah, but if you're from overseas and you're in the States and you're looking to invest, you want to be near the busiest airport and the biggest pool of employment.
Well, I think, Joe, to be fair, we have a wonderful country here, but it's not the largest country in the world. So it's very easy, for example, to fly into one of our major airports and to be in the absolute center of global financial institutions that have presences right around the country. So we're very confident, given the track record that we have in funds and asset management, that we can continue to do it. But the key will be whether we can make sure that those key competitiveness-based measures that allow growth, because we only get jobs if we get activity. Mm. We only get activity if we have a compelling offering and if we also have a compelling operating environment. And that's why particular things that were called out in the strategy around digital assets and tokenization, private assets, well, ETFs are important.
Very good point. Explain to me tokenization, how that would work.
So if we kind of think as tokenization, it is just a different way of representing an ownership interest in something. So if we think in the past, somebody might have held a physical share certificate, or someone today might have, can see it on an online account they might have with a financial institution. In the future, this means representing it on a ledger. It is a way that this, the one record that it can be seen by everybody that's involved in the transaction. So it's quicker, it's more efficient, and increasingly, it is being used as the plumbing that is underpinning what we do. Because remember, when our laws and when a lot of the technology that existed when these industries were created, including ours, they've moved on rapidly. So what we are talking about is making sure in Irish company law in particular, that if I transfer a unit of ownership in something, that I can do it via a digital ledger, a distributed ledger. And I think that it being called out within the strategy that we see updates, particularly to company law. And for us, it would be, what is the delivery mechanism? When can we see that done? But it's a very encouraging sign that Minister Troy called it out in the strategy yesterday. And we look forward to making sure that we can expedite that very quickly to allow that activity to happen here, which is the future.
And there was talk about loosening red tape. They didn't use that those words, of course. They talk about kind of the regulatory environment. Now, a lot of people will be anxious if red tape is loosened and regulation is loosened. It's only, whatever, almost two decades since the financial crisis.
So I think we should differentiate between reducing frictions and red tape and the standard of regulation. So we have a very, very high standard of regulation. What we do is regulated activity. The key, though, for the benefit of investors, and we talked about mobilizing capital, and also for the firms that provide those solutions, is that you can do it effectively, with clarity, with known timeframes, in a way that reduces frictions and costs on the end investor. So it is not about lowering protections. It is about making sure in a competitive world that when people think of where they can locate solutions, that they do it here in Ireland.
Pat, thanks so much for joining us. And thanks so much for joining us over the years. You're stepping back as the Chief Executive of Irish Funds. And best of luck in the next phase of your career.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.